Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic by Arthur C. Brooks about how to truly excel at leisure. It's not just about Netflix and chill, folks.
Excelling at leisure? I thought the whole point was to not try. Isn't that the opposite of relaxing? What's Brooks's take?
He argues that we often view leisure as simply the absence of work, like that CEO who just wanted to sit on a beach and do nothing. But true leisure, according to Brooks, is about engaging in activities that make us wiser, happier, and better people. It's about being intentional.
So it's not really leisure then. It sounds like work disguised as fun.
Not exactly. He draws on the philosopher, Joseph Pieper, who saw leisure as an attitude of openness to the world through deep contemplation. Think philosophical reflection, artistic experiences, learning, connecting with nature, and deepening relationships. Things that nourish your soul, not numb it.
Okay, I'm starting to get it, but I can also see how some people might find this intense. Where's the chill in structured leisure?
Well, Brooks suggests structuring leisure like you would a worry meeting. He talks about a holy hour, a dedicated time for meaningful activities. But it doesn't have to be religious. It's about setting aside uninterrupted time for what truly matters to you, like reading, taking a walk in nature, or having a deep conversation.
So, instead of scrolling mindlessly through social media for an hour, I should dedicate that time to something more fulfilling? Got it.
Precisely. He also emphasizes avoiding frittering away leisure time. If you have an hour for reading, dedicate that full hour to reading, no distractions. No checking emails or the news. Be present in the moment. And finally, set specific leisure goals. Just like with work or fitness, goals keep you motivated. Instead of randomly reading, aim to finish a specific book. Instead of just meditating, work towards a silent retreat.
That's a lot to process. I see. So Brooks is advocating for a more mindful, intentional approach to leisure. Treating it with the same seriousness we give to our work. He's saying we need to be active participants in our leisure time, not passive consumers of entertainment. Interesting.
Exactly. He believes this intentional approach to leisure is not only crucial for individual well-being, but it also forms the basis of a richer, more meaningful culture. One that values genuine connection, reflection, and personal growth. Rather than just endless work and mindless entertainment.
I think I'll give this a try. Maybe I'll start with a holy hour dedicated to learning a new language. I've always wanted to speak Italian.
That's a fantastic idea. Remember, it's about finding what truly enriches you. Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to the CEO example. While Brooks uses it to illustrate the common misconception of leisure, I think it's worth acknowledging that sometimes, simply resting is what we need. Burning out is a real issue, and true rest can be a crucial part of recovery.
That's a fair point. I guess it's all about finding the right balance, isn't it? Knowing when to actively engage and when to simply be still.
Exactly. And that's where the art of leisure comes in. Thanks for joining me today for this insightful conversation on how to be excellent at leisure. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.